Yoping shows Meili the way to the park at Elephant Trunk Hill, a famous place she has read about many times. When Meili arrives at the park at Elephant Trunk Hill, Yoping fades into the crowd. Once again looking for help, she spots a man who appears to be important. He is Xiang Yu, the mayor of Guilin. The mayor greets Meili and shows her the most beautiful place under heaven.
Ni hao?
Bu hao yi xia. Xingwen? Now, excuse me. May I ask you something? Wo shang shu Guilin mei shu.
So, you would like to eat Guilin, young lady. My, my. I hope you have an enormous appetite.
Oh, that's not what I... You speak English.
Yes. And you had better speak English too, young lady. I'm sorry to say that your Mandarin may get you into trouble here. I don't think anyone will understand.
Yes, I've heard that before.
Unless, of course, you would really like to eat Guilin. Now, may I suggest one bite at a time and chew thoroughly? That way you can fit more in. That's the way I would do it.
This is Elephant Trunk Hill Park, isn't it?
Now I understand you. You are American, are you not?
Yes. How did you know?
Americans speak English in a particular way. And yes, this is the world-famous Elephant Trunk Hill Park, Guilin, Guangxi Province, China. See over there. The rocks are shaped like an elephant trunk. That is the most famous elephant trunk in the world. People come from all over to see it. And to see me, of course, because, young lady, this is your lucky day.
Yes.
You have stumbled upon the mayor of Guilin, the voice of the city. Now listen closely, young lady, and you will hear the hill sing.
Generations, the heart and soul of millions that have long passed by. And once you see desire.